good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. Makes me wanna sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. Melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. A therapy, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Fly. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh,
and hello to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here this evening on this very special segment of Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio. I'm your host, C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shero at your Ground Zero. Welcoming each and every one of you, all of the guests showing up in our call query. Thank you so much for being here. To be honest, I didn't think that there would be too many people joining me tonight because, as some of you know, this is Valentine's Saturday, February 14th, 2015, and a lot of people are out. I've gotten messages from people that say that they will try to join in after they get in from dinner or their outings for this evening. But for the rest of us who are here, because we are single and some of us are happy and others are not so happy, you know what? We're going to talk about all of that tonight. Let's just keep it real here tonight. Some of you, I've been watching social media today, and some people have been leaving some really insensitive messages to those of you who have been saying that you're single. And so many people flaunting the fact that they have someone in their lives, blah, blah, blah. We've heard it all before. Well, tonight, you know, we're just going to jump into it and talk about it from all aspects. This thing called Valentine's Day. You want to hear the realist in me? The bottom line is so many of you who are online complaining or complaining to people in your real life, you were single yesterday. Guess what? You're probably going to be single tomorrow and the day after and probably the next week too, if not longer. I'd like to see everyone find their special someone, but in this world and in this life, sometimes that doesn't happen. So what do we have to do? We need to learn how to be happy with ourselves. Now tonight, earlier today, I thought it was foggy outside for some strange reason, and I got up and I looked out the window and it was snowing bullets, and it still is. Well, now we have winds like you wouldn't believe. I don't even know if I'll have a roof. I'm praying that I will by the time this is over, but we have snow, we have high winds. Personally, I'm glad that I'm single. I don't have to be out in this mess. I had the dinner that I wanted to have, so I'm good. And then I'm going to take a hot bath. Matter of fact, I've had two today so far, because guess what? It's what I wanted to do to pamper me today. One thing that we have to understand is so many of us, we go online and we see all of the roses and the flowers and the crabs and the lobsters and the fulafafufu meals and all of this that people are putting up, all these pictures, and we just depress ourselves more. In some cases, some people, I know what their real life is all about, so they can put up all of the fancy dishes and all of this they want. I know that it's a facade. And I'm not knocking anyone who's in love, because I've been there, done that a few times. Right now, I'm single by choice, not by DNA, not by looks, not by any of that, by choice. Now, not everybody can say that, but that's a show for another day. The bottom line is simple. When we find ourselves here, why sit online and look at things that we know are going to make us depressed? Why do it to ourselves? Why do we give ourselves a reason to be miserable? We don't need to do that. Tonight is really about me spreading this message to people, because so many of you, I've heard it, I've been hearing it as the days would come up. There's people who say, I don't want this and I don't want that. And the minute that someone gives them something, they want to flaunt it like they were expecting it and it was the best thing, and they want to make other people who don't have something feel bad. That's another aspect of this day, where people like to flaunt what they get, what they have. And last week I was on another show as a guest speaker, and I said, you know, when you put things on display, you let people think that they're for sale, which means they're available to be purchased, to be chosen, to be picked, however you want to say it. And so many people, you look on all of these sites, they're talking about what their booze did to them, and they're all booed up and hugged up and hemmed up. But yet you go to their booze page, and there's not one mention of them. Not one. And if it is, it's something from when they first started dating 5 years ago, when they were still in that role, playing that I'm in love or whatever it is. So the bottom line is simple. You have to look a lot deeper than the superficial things that you see people posting all over the place. Because guess what? Life is not about that. You have to understand something. Life is about loving you. Because guess what? And for those of you who claim to love the Lord, if you love the Lord, then you have no choice but to love yourself, because guess what? God is love, and he created us in his image. So therefore, we should love ourselves, period. Period. You do not need anyone in your life, man or woman, to complete you. When you're single on this one day of a year, you can have the meal you want. You can play your favorite music. For me, I'm sitting in here thanking God that I'm in a warm house with a roof over my head, food downstairs in the kitchen. I can have all that I want. I'm not out there in this mess. I don't have to worry about stupid people driving crazy who could hit us, run into us, tear up my vehicles. I'm home safely and soundly, and I am enjoying it. I am really enjoying this. This is about from woman to woman, woman to man, whoever is listening. If you're sitting home and you are really tearing yourself up because, oh, God, I'm alone on Valentine's Day. Ooh. Let me tell you something. Like I said, you were alone yesterday. You'll be alone tomorrow. Why are you allowing this one day to ruin your happiness? Why are you allowing one day to rob you of your joy? Why? Do something for yourself. Enjoy being by yourself. Until you learn how to embrace your singularity, to embrace your oneness, you will never fully appreciate when you have someone else in your life to enhance, not complete, enhance your existence. I had planned on this being an abbreviated show because I want to continue enjoying my time off. This is a holiday weekend for many people here in the U.S. It's President's Day weekend. So I want to enjoy my time. I want to sit back. I want to continue to watch movies. I want to have just kick off my feet and not think about anything. I was up at like 2:30 this morning. I talked to all of my international connections. Everything is done for now. I just want to have this me time. And so many people, they have those people that treat them right on Valentine's Day and give them a black eye later on tonight. Men and women. You know, I'm sitting here and I hear the emergency vehicles are going somewhere now. So that means someone out there may or may not come home tonight. So you need to understand, enjoy the life that you have. Enjoy your blessing. Enjoy everything that God has given you. And if, now we're about to go down another deep, dark road here. Now, when so many of you say, I can't get a man, I can't do this. And my question is, well, you know, in order for you to grab someone's attention, you have to have something that will grab their attention. I know people who can't cook. They pay people to come in and clean their homes. They know nothing about current events. They don't really keep themselves up health-wise. Then, if they are in the company or social event and someone does approach them, and I've spoken about this before, they want the rooftop liquor. I don't drink, so I get a juice or something. I love my pineapple juice, so I always order pineapple juice or some other drink, some other juice drink, or cranberry juice, or a mixture of pineapple cranberry. People like that. Men like the fact, I'm talking from the female perspective now, men like the fact that a woman can sit down and listen to them, not just hear them talk, but she can also carry on a conversation. Men, a lot of men like a woman that can, well, cook. And that has nothing to do with this female power and all of this. It has nothing to do with that. I run a company, for goodness sakes. And I still know how to cook from scratch because my great-grandmother taught me that. And for so many of you, there's been, let's go back and talk about some of the posts that I've seen. I said that I was going to talk about one of the a video that someone was sharing, and some people thought it was funny, and a lot of people did. A guy was out. He had taken his lady friend out to a restaurant, pretty fancy restaurant based on the looks of the meals. Pretty fancy restaurant, and she got her appetizer, and he had his one meal, and they were smiling and looking at each other. Then she got her main course, and then she got her, she was served her dessert. And then he was hit with the check. And when he got that, suddenly these men dressed in black and hoods and things and fake guns, I'm assuming, they burst into the restaurant, took him away, threw him in the back of a truck, and left. Well, that was so he could run out on the check. And, you know, so many people have been tossing around these types of jokes about these things. But, again, for those of you who are sitting home allowing yourselves to be depressed over this, let me tell you something. This does happen. These people are saying, oh, look at this. Let me get a picture of this. My boob took me to this fancy foo-foo restaurant. And look at this meal and this and that. And before you know it, you don't hear anything about them because their boo will suddenly have forgotten his wallet. doesn't know how to pay for anything. Can you foot the bill? And so many of us, while we're busy posting all of these pictures of all these fancy foods and this and that, there are some people who actually purchased that stuff or gave their booze the money to go out and buy them their gifts. Get hung up on the hype, people. If someone cannot give you Valentine's Day every single day of the year in some way, that does not mean buying material items all the time. That means sending them a love letter, or giving them a call just to know that you're thinking about them. They're thinking about you. These are the types of things that we can do every single day of the year. Don't allow yourself to get depressed one day out of a year based on what you see everyone else receiving, because everything that glitters is not gold. There's nothing worse than seeing a bouquet of fake flowers. There's nothing worse than getting chocolates that you don't like. Love is like that box of chocolates. You don't know what you're going to get unless it's a box of chocolate that comes with a description of the different pieces. Love is not like that. What you see may not be what you get. So sometimes what do? If I want chocolates, I'll go to Godiva or another store, Lentz or one of the other stores, and I'll get exactly what I want. So when you're single on this particular day, you can do and have exactly what you want. If you wanted a meal, nowadays you can order. You can go online and order your meal, run into the restaurant while all the couples and the booze up, they're waiting to be seated. You can run in, get your meal, come home, light your own candles, turn on your smooth jazz or whatever you want to hear, and enjoy your evening. Call an old friend. There are so many of you sitting here on the call query tonight. Well, you're sitting here because you're by yourself. But guess what? You're not by yourself. You're here. We're all here together right now. I have enjoyed today. I started celebrating yesterday. I am having a wonderful time. And I see that Tina Hobson, hello, welcome this evening. I was listening to your show from yesterday, and I'm going to try to do me a paper bag floor. I might just tear up the carpet and start working on that in my bedroom from your guest on your show last night. So I'm finding things to do. You can find whatever you want to do, whatever. Find everything, but don't run to the kitchen and eat your sorrows away. That's the worst thing you can do. Read a book. Even if you don't have any type of workout equipment in your home, do some exercise, do some yoga, do some meditation. Put on that favorite music. Just lie still for a while. Maybe you'll fall asleep, and when you wake up, it'll be February the 15th, and it'll all be over for you. But do not allow what you see other people receiving and having rob you of your joy. Because all that glitters is not gold. All the glitters, some of it isn't even saran wrap. Not saran wrap, but it's not Reynolds wrap. Just because it's shiny doesn't mean that it has any value. So a lot of people who are sitting up here putting up all these pictures being nasty to those of us who are single, don't let that get to you. That shows you the type of person that they are. Some people have said they don't give a F about us being single. They just don't care. And they don't care. And they don't realize that some people say, I don't need a man, or I don't need a woman to be happy on this day. And some people are saying that because they're hurting. And a lot of people are not being respectful of that. And that's where the problem comes in. Don't allow these people and their words to harm you. Words are just that. They're words. Yes, they can hurt and they can cause permanent damage. But the funny thing about words is that they can only cause you harm if you allow them to. like a bullet or a knife or something, if a knife makes contact with you and it's very sharp and someone means to cause you harm, they're going to cut you, you'll probably bleed and you'll need stitches or something, yes. Words, that's different. Words only affect us when we allow them to. And Lord knows, sitting in front of a computer screen looking at people's posts on social media should really not affect you at all. That should not even be an effect for you, period. Words cannot harm you like that. And what you see other people have, that's theirs. It's not yours anyway. So why do we allow ourselves to rob ourselves of our joy based on what we see someone else have? That's the problem nowadays. So many people want what someone else has instead of creating that beauty and that success and that love life or whatever for themselves. Some of us, we're single because right now it's right where we need to be. And I'll share this with you all. A lot of times, as I said earlier, I'm single by choice because if I'm talking to someone and we're getting very close, the minute that I think that we're too close, I disappear. I'll stop talking to him. I'll walk away because guess what? I do know that I'm still on my journey and I'm still on my healing journey. And when I feel myself getting too close to someone, I have to let it go because I know right now I'm not ready. Do I like some of the pictures that I see? Yes, yeah, someone posted a picture of some crabs earlier, and I'm like, wow, I do wish that I could have had some crabs. I don't know about February crabs, but I do this year. I've made it a point to say that I'm going to get myself some crabs because that's what I want. And tonight, you know, I started watching movies. Did you all know that on Facebook called, what's it called? I have to look it up for you all, but I believe that it's a Box Office Streaming Online. That's the name of the group. And they have all these movies that I didn't see before. You go on there, you click the link, it'll take you to YouTube. You can watch all these movies. Earlier today, I watched The Last Airbender. I wanted to see that movie when it first came out. Really good movie, by the way. Now I'm watching, Captain America, Winter Soldier, or something like that. I'm having me a ball watching all types of movies. Then, of course, I have Netflix and Hulu and Crackle and all of those. So tonight is just movie night for me. And before I know it, it'll be 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, whatever time it is, and I'm going to be moving on, and so will you. And if you stay here the whole time and you stick it out with me, great. By then, most people will be winding down their Valentine's anyway. But before we move on, let me say this. Prayers are going out to one of our regulars here on Healing Through Hurt, Nikki Dixon. She's a little bit under the weather, so we're sending some prayers for her this evening. And Victoria is writing in the chat room in the Facebook events chat, "I'm loving my time to myself, especially since I can watch all the seasons of The Wire on demand." See, here we go. Exactly. You don't believe me? Listen to some of the other people who are posting right now. And Victoria goes on to say she watched Captain America yesterday. It was a great movie. It is. I kind of like it. You know, I'm really getting into this, but they have a few more I want to watch tonight as well. So again, as you all can see and hear, I want you all to understand that these are things that don't cost you a thing. You can go online. You can go on Hulu. You can go, I don't know about Netflix showing too much for free, but Hulu. You can watch movies. You can go on YouTube and watch movies. Find all the movies you want. And some of them you may have to pay for depending on how you do your search. But, hey, whatever it is, if it's something that you want to see, see it. If it's something that you want to do, do it. If it's something that you've been meaning to look up or do research on, do it. If you want to get back in school, sit up, start looking at all the schools and their programs, online, offline. Do something for you. Do something that's going to make you happy for you. So I want you to understand something. Tonight is about us. We're single, but that doesn't mean that we're dead. That doesn't mean that no one loves us. That has absolutely nothing to do with being in love. You can be in love with yourself. Love, light those candles, but some of you, if you're accident prone, don't light candles, use a flashlight or something that may be a little bit safer for some of you. The bottom line is, take a hot shower, take a hot bath. If you have not had that time to just listen to the silence right now, all I hear is the wind trying to blow my roof off, but you know what? I know God has this, so I'll be okay. But like I said, it's been snowing since earlier today. I'm glad I'm not out in it. Even if I was with someone, I'd be like, can we please go home? I do not want to be out here with the crazies. So the bottom line is simple. Just because you're single doesn't mean that you have to be miserable. Nowhere is that written. Nowhere is that written. You can do whatever you want. This is the one day out of a year that really is one of those days where everybody else is at the whim of whoever. What's the word? They set up for you to go to this restaurant. And I said this last week. Say they want... You have a taste for some fried chicken, and they're going to take you out to some fancy restaurant and get you some dish you can't even pronounce. And it's like, what in God's name is this crap? You don't want to say it because you don't want to mess up a good evening, so you have to keep your composure. Okay, now it's snowing and it's cold outside. You get out there, either someone's hit your car, they may hit your car on the way home, or your car may not even start. Well, then you're going to catch an attitude about that. So you try to keep your composure. Then when you do get home 3 hours after you leave the restaurant, which you already waited 3 hours because it's Valentine's Day and they had a backlog, so you get home, you're tired, you're frustrated, and then your partner tries to get a little frisky. That's not even an option for the night. So, but guess what? You've been sitting home, you had a great meal, you're warm, you're safe, everything is good. You're sitting here with us tonight. There's so many people here on the call query over in our events group talking. The bottom line is simple. We're in a good place when you really sit back and think about it. We're in a great place. Some of you, you're writing books. Some of you are recuperating. Lay back, relax, kick your feet off, enjoy your quiet time. Some of you, you have projects you need to work on. You're writing books. You want to make a new painting. You want to do something. Take this time to enjoy every minute of that. Take this time, because guess what? We're home, we're safe, we're here together. And as I wrote earlier, have your dinner, sit down, have a meal. Let's break some bread together. I don't have anything to eat right now, but because I'm doing the talking and I'm a host, and I wouldn't want to be chewing in your ears. But for you, if you're listening, sit back, relax, enjoy this time. Enjoy this time together. Good people, now you know you're not by yourself. You know, there are people listening all over the place, all over the world, different hours. For some places, it's already the 15th. We only have a few more hours to go, and it will be over. It will be over. But right now, guess what? We're going to have a good time right here enjoying our oneness, enjoying being single. Because guess what? Next year, you may not be single, and then you're going to want to have this time, this quiet time to yourself, especially when you don't get the gift that you want. And as I said last week, suppose your partner gets you something to wear, something that they like, who does not, but it's not something that you like. Going to catch an attitude about that. Oh my gosh, don't let it be too big, because then you're going to be like, is that really how he or she sees me? What? Is that really how he or she sees me? They think that I'm this big? And don't let it be too small, because then it will be, who the heck did you buy this for? Because it certainly wasn't me. So then it'll start another firestorm. Again, guess what? You could have gone out today, gotten yourself a brand new outfit, put it on. It's going to fit perfectly. You're going to look fierce in it. That's right. And Tina Hobson over here in our show chat, she says, single and satisfied. And she says she's completing her book over this weekend as well. That's what I'm talking about. Find something to do. Don't eat unless you're hungry, of course. And then, of course, make sure that you do that in moderation, because so many of us, when we get, even when I was a child, when I got depressed, I would not eat. So, but some, a lot of people, when they get depressed, they tend to eat and think, eat and or drink away their sorrows. And some people get into even deeper things to erase the pain. But you all are giving yourselves pain over a day, one day. There are 364 other days in the year. So many of us have been single for those 364 days. But on this 365th day, suddenly, we want to get depressed about it. There is no reason for us to sit home. And next year, don't even waste your time to post how unhappy you are, because those people who have a boo-boo in their life are going to be very cruel and mean. It's amazing. Do any of you ever notice how sometimes your friends, when they suddenly you're all single and you're, it's like the sisterhood and the girls club, and suddenly when one gets somebody, they treat you like you're lower than the dust? Do you ever notice that? Sometimes we'll get those friends who do that. And then the bottom line is all they're doing is showing you their true colors. And like I said earlier, I saw some pretty ignorant, I'll just say ignorant comments that some people made to people who are posting the fact that they are single. And just because you have someone, some people have someone, there are a lot of people who I remember when the person that they had wasn't worth a dang. They weren't worth the air that they were breathing. And maybe they still are not worth the air that they're breathing, but they got themselves a rose and they got themselves a this and a that, stuff that they probably couldn't afford, and they want to put it all over the place. So the bottom line is, don't live your life according to someone else's lies. Do not live your life according to someone else's lies. I'm not saying that every couple is living a lie, but a lot of them are. Because if that's the case, if your boo-boo gave you all of this now, where was it earlier? And why doesn't your boo-boo have all of this plastered all over his page or her page or whomever it is? Why doesn't your boo-boo, why is it not two ways? It's just one way. Because a lot of people like to flaunt their material items. But love is deeper than any material item. Love is so much deeper than that. It's so much deeper than that. So you have to understand that and remember that. When you love with the love of God, because God is love, the bottom line is simple. You have no choice but to love yourself. Tina writes, single and satisfied, relationship status. That's right, single and satisfied. We could be seasoned and satisfied. For those of us who are older, 40 and over, and some of us are so desperate to have that warm body in a cold bed, and it's pretty cold outside, that we'll do anything to have that person, including make him pretend. There are a lot of older women, and this is becoming an epidemic, where they will pay for their man, younger or older or whomever, to take them out just to fill that void. Just to say, my boo took me out, please. If you're 60 and he's 27, 37, 47, or 50, that's a big jump. The bottom line is, if you're paying for him, giving him the money to take you out, that's almost like, you're paying for, never mind, we're not even going to go down that road. But anyway, the thing is, enjoy yourself. And like we said, turn on a movie. I see Jean, the Quiet Storm, is over here in our chat room. What are you doing? Gene? Now, he's going to give it to us from a male perspective. I know that, what are you doing tonight as a single male? Yes, ladies, guess what? There are some men who are single out here. Single men. How about that? We're not the only ones. So, again, don't sit home thinking that it's not happening to anyone in this world but you. We as women, sometimes we can convince ourselves that no one is going through this but us. It's Valentine's. We've heard it all every year. We hear people say about being single on this day, but in our minds, everyone is hemmed up, hugged up, and booed up but us. And Gene, this is a male, ladies. He says he's watching Sons of Anarchy for his 3-day weekend. So he's watching the Sons of Anarchy. Let me know how that is. I keep passing it up because I don't know if that's going to be something that's going to hold my interest. So again, a lot of us are sitting home enjoying this winter night. We're watching movies. We're catching up on movies. We're doing marathons, movie marathons, of all the things that we have not had a chance to see in a long time. You don't have to clean up behind anybody but yourself. And Victoria writes, she has a warm pillow and a blanket, and she's watching her movies. This is what it's all about. Once we get off from it, guess what? We can go to bed. We can curl up. We can have a good night's sleep, not have to worry about anybody bothering us. No, don't want anything. We can just curl up, get under those warm blankets, and for those people out there who feel as though they need that warm body, get some extra blankets. And the other day I was at Walmart and I saw they had a sale on electric blankets. Get yourself one or two. If you need that type of warmth, then that's what you need to get before you compromise who you are for that one night, just to feel complete on one night for whatever purpose, when you'll go back to being single the next day. And Tina writes, Valentine's Day, just like Thanksgiving and Christmas, should be celebrated every day of the year. It's about what's in your heart, not about what you give or get materially. Exactly. That's exactly right. It is so much more to it than that. You know, we can get together with anybody. We can have Christmas in March if that's what we choose to do. Christmas in April, it doesn't matter. Thanksgiving, who says that we only need to cook a turkey? Every now and then we can find them during the year other than Thanksgiving. So if we really wanted a turkey, cook a turkey. Sometimes during the year, I just want a Thanksgiving meal. And back in the day when my son was younger and he was still at home before he, you know, got married and left and got a life of his own, if that's what I wanted, that's what I made. Complete with the macaroni and cheese, the greens, the stuffing, the whole nine yards, if that's what I had a taste for. Who dictates, other than society and, of course, marketing, to tell us that these are the only days that matter? These are not the only days that matter in this world. We need to understand something. Every other day matters. If you can be happy and you can be successful and you can walk with pride every other day, I'm failing to see why we allow this particular day to rob us of our joy. It's really quite sad. And Gina, Victoria says that Sons of Anarchy is a great series. So again, I don't know if I said that already, but to reiterate, again, people, we're sitting up here comparing notes on movies. We're sitting up here talking about great things. Gene writes, so far, so good. He thought the same thing, that it wouldn't hold his attention, but so many people created so much hype about it while it was on. So he's going to watch it. He's watching it now this weekend. So this is from a male's perspective. So tonight you get to hear it from so many different angles. If you're in a call query and you'd like to tell us how you're spending your Valentine's Day being single, except for one, Sister Nikki, we know you're not technically single. We know that you're under the weather. And we know what you're how you're spending your time. But for those of you who are on, if you are spending it. And those of you who even if you are hooked up right now, hemmed up, I know Sister Ann Thomas, she sent me a message. She said that she's having dinner with her son tonight, and she was going to try to join us when she gets in later on this evening. If we're still here, I told her I thought that most people would be out tonight, so this was going to be a abbreviated show, but we're getting into such a great dialogue here. Sister Tina writes, stop being a Hallmark trick. Boom. I like that. But, you know, hey, us single people, we stand up and we have a voice too. Because Lord knows, like I said today, there were some people, if I could have just smacked the taste out of their mouth for some of the comments they were making, I would have. Because that just shows me their maturity level. We have a right to say if we're not happy today, just like they have a right to flaunt all of the crap they probably can't afford, or they should have put that money towards their rent or something, as opposed to trying to put all their bling and the flowers and all of that up on social media. I think that, again, some things, you don't put them up when your boo shows gives you flowers for no particular reason. So why must you flaunt things on a day that you know in history that so many people who are single do tend to get depressed over? And I'm not knocking it. If that's what people want to do, that's wonderful. Well, it doesn't affect me because I don't allow it to. Because if I wanted some roses, I could have run out and got myself some and taken a picture and said, these are my gifts. This is my Valentine's gift. And then you would have all these people messaging me saying, who you dating? I didn't know you were dating anybody. And then, you know, sometimes it's like, because you don't have to know. Just know that you got your roses, I got mine. Don't worry about where they came from. Just know that, what's the difference? A rose is a rose. But if you ever try that one year when you're single, just put up your pictures, get yourself a nice, beautiful, whatever arrangement you want for you. Take a picture and put it on social media and see how many of the people want to know who you're dating and where they came from and why they did it, because they always want to compare. And when you compare, that's where the problem comes in. I don't put up every year. Now, sometimes people who I'm close to, I'll be in private messages and I'll say, this is my bouquet and we can compare our bouquets. I've done that in the past with people, but I don't need to flaunt what I'm doing, who I'm doing it with, and all of that. Because some things are just meant to be your private moments. And tonight, this is Valentine's Day. This is about you and your partner, or you and the person that you see in the mirror. Enjoy this time. We've given you a lot of options tonight, a lot of places you can go for free. And even if you didn't get out today, you can still shop and pick it up tomorrow, whenever you get out. Whatever makes you feel good tonight for you. Because if you're sitting home being depressed, that means that obviously you don't love yourself enough to be happy for yourself. And that's a problem. That's a real problem. And I'm looking here, and there's still people jumping into the call query. You're sitting here, and I hope that you're getting something out of this, because this is what it's all about. It's about us socializing. It's about us not being alone. When you feel that depression is winning on this day, whenever I'm available, I will do a show. And before we go, we're going to give the whole rundown of how Healing Through Hurt will be working tonight. Theoretically, is the first night of our We Chat, which is short WE. W-E is an acronym. It's short for Women Empowerment Chat. This will be the second Saturday of every month. We'll be doing our Women Empowerment Chat. So this is our debut. And it just so happens that it fell on what? Valentine's Night 2015. So it's all about women's empowerment and men's empowerment, because there are a lot of men who feel the same way. And because I work with hurt people and healing and all of that, I do work with men and women. And I can say this, that men hurt just as deeply and sometimes deeper because society has taught them that you're a man. You're supposed to suck it up. You're supposed to be harder than nails. You are not supposed to break down. But there are men who are tired of being single, who are desperate. I see some men trying to talk to any woman who will listen to them, any woman who will give them the time of eye. See them looking for love in too many faces and in all the wrong skirts, pantyhose, whatever. They're just really going after the wrong things. And these are men that I'm talking about right now. And there are men who are sitting home right now who are depressed because, once again, they have no one in their lives. And to the gentlemen listening out here who will hear this show, I want you to understand something. Just as I said, some of us ladies, we have to make ourselves more appealing and marketable for ourselves and for if we want to grab the attention of someone. We have to make sure that we are healthy, we are on point. When I say healthy, I don't mean pencil thin. I don't mean that. I mean we have to be healthy spiritually. We have to be healthy mentally. Physically, yes, that too. But we have to get that mind right and that spirit right and our souls right. If those are all conflicted, nothing will work. That's why we spend our time looking at other people's lives and trying to live vicariously through those lives, because we know that our surrounding is not what it needs to be. I did a post. I'm one of the Pulse writers for LinkedIn. I did a post a while ago and said, is your bed made? You can learn a lot about your life and your relationship by looking at your bed. Is your bed cluttered? Is there junk everywhere? Do you have to move things aside to have a spot to get in at night? Is your bed made every day before you leave the house? When you come home, is your bed made? You can learn a lot about your life by looking at your bed. We're not even talking about the entire room. We're talking about your bed. A bed is like a bathroom almost. Who wants to go into someone's house and see a messed up bathroom, a filthy toilet and all of that? You can learn a lot about your life. Because if you notice, if you see someone and their bed is all cluttered and everything, how much clutter do they have in their actual life? If your bed is too pristine, that says that you're one of those types of people where everything has to be perfect and everything has to be that. That shows that aspect of your life. And it was so amazing how many people sent me responses to that particular post about, is your bed made? Because they actually thought about it, and one person said it was brilliant, because he said, you know what, my bed is made. Notice I said he, because I have just as many, actually a lot of my biggest fans are males, not females, believe it or not. And if you all don't realize that, it takes a lot for a male to open up to a female, because 10 to 1, it's females that got them to the point that they are. So it takes so much for them to open up, but they're some of my biggest fans. And in doing so, though, a lot of people tell me, I just had someone just this week, and I did this post a while ago, just said, you know, for the last couple of days I get home, my bed is made. Everything is in order, and depends on how you feel. Some people, their bed isn't made because they're running late all the time. They're always rushing, rushing, rushing. And in turn, 10 to 1, they're rushing so much, they never finish anything. Just like they don't have time to make their bed, they don't have time to finish other projects that they're working on either. These are all the things that play into the fact that how can we have time for love when so many other things are so out of whack? Jean writes, let's see, where does this begin? This is a long post. I'm playing Dr. Phil now with friends that are together. Now, you can be with someone and still look for love. Sometimes relationships don't mean you're getting the love you need. Sometimes men and women will go outside of the relationship looking for the love that is lacking in the relationship. If a person does not feel like they are getting the love and appreciation expected, they will go find a willing ear to listen, and sometimes that leads to a willing bed. You have to be careful who you are telling your business to, because they may be the one in the background causing a bigger rupture in the relationship and waiting to pick up the pieces and claim the prize. And that's another thing, and like I said earlier, don't put things on display that you don't mean, that you don't intend, rather, for them to be for sale. Because guess what? There's always someone. There's always someone. As everybody knows, there's a lot of lonely people out here. There's a lot of lonely people out here. And they are looking for love any way they can get it. So if you're bold enough to flash it all over the place, you're just saying for sale. You're making your personal lover's yard sale. Your personal lover's yard sale. That's all you're doing. And that's right. Sometimes, like I said, some things don't need to be. This is one of those nights when I just want to be snuggled up by the fireplace with that special someone. And it just so happens that right now that special someone is me. Tina writes, I'm dating Gene in the Blog Talk chat room. LOL. Just me and him. Hey, that's right. And you know what? That's great. In the chat room, Tina and Gene are over in the Blog Talk chat room, and they are keeping it alive over there as well as over here in the Facebook chat. And that's a good thing. But again, you know, there are many of you sitting here in the call query, and you're silent. If you have something you want to talk about, hit one on your phone. I'll bring you on the air. It's fine. And I know that some of you just want to sit here. Some of you may be sipping on your favorite beverage, drowning out your sorrows. But guess what? The good part is that you're here and you're listening and you're not alone. That's what matters to me. Like I said, I wasn't expecting too many people to be on tonight, but surprise, surprise. We have a full house again over here in a call query, so that's what matters to me. And I don't know yet how many people are listening through our web, through our web players. And I do know that there are people who are listening in where it's already well into the 15th where they are. So again, and I'm getting messages, so I know that you're listening and you're here. Thanks for being here, because this is not a night that anyone should be alone. Add the fact now that it's not raining, it's snowing here, it's windy, it's cold. Winter tends to be a depressing time for some people. Then we just had to have snow. I don't recall them saying we were supposed to get this much snow today at all. I believe we weren't supposed to see snow until Sunday night into Monday. So again, This here is, it's a great place to be tonight, because at least I know and I see that so many people are not alone who would have been otherwise. Because had you not been, you would have probably been trying to drown your sorrows some other way. So that's a good thing to see that you're here with me tonight, with all of us tonight. And trust me, you all are not alone. There's quite a few people from all over here that I can see this evening. So again, you know, a lot of people say, I listened to a few shows today, and everybody said, call in and say who you love. Sometimes you know, you don't have to force anyone to say who they love. Some people are listening who don't have anyone to love them, and they're not in love with anyone. Some people are going through things, and there's no one that they want. And people just all day long, people were saying, call in, tell me who you love, call in." And I didn't call in or say anything to anyone. I said, you know, sometimes people use love as a four-letter word. It's just a word without any actions behind it to call in and say you love someone. My ex-husband used to tell me that he loved me all the time. He abused me. He mistreated me, but he could tell me that he loved me. And every Valentine, he was home. He was home with me while the neighbor in the backyard had her light on, staring at our house through her bedroom window. Guess where he was? He was home with me. Now, on the 15th, he may have gone back and went out with her, but he was at home on the 14th, giving me the gifts. I got the gold earrings. I got all of that. Oh, I kept all of that because those were gifts to me. But she didn't have him on Valentine's Day. And guess what? And I say this to say once again, people might look at me and say, well, she got her husband and this and that. I had nothing. I just had a body in my house on February 14th. And that's it. You know, I mean, that is it. Victoria writes, if I had not been here, I would have continued watching The Wire. I feel good in her James Brown voice. And it feel good. You want to step back and kiss yourself. Hey, you know, it's one of those things where it is a good feeling to know that, wow, I'm sitting up here looking and I see people and I know that, hey, you're hanging out with us. You may not be talking and that's fine. That is great. But the thing is that you're here. You're here. We have Tina and Jean over here in the show chat room. That's usually a quiet place anyway. I get more things popping over here on our Facebook, our events page. And, of course, you have people who I'm just watching here. And a lot of people, for whatever reason, I'll tell you all another little secret. Sometimes if I get a little quiet, that's because people like to talk to me in private messages, and a lot of them. A lot of people are still in that place where they're afraid that if they talk on air, somebody may recognize them. I'm like, my gosh, you live in Switzerland. Who do you think is going to recognize you on this show? And if they do, so what? And so many people don't realize. A lot of people, what's the favorite thing? And so many of you have heard somebody say, I don't want people in my business. Most people don't realize people already know your business anyway. And as Jean said earlier, some of those people who you don't think know your business or who you have confided in are the main antagonists who are doing crap behind the scenes. They're doing things behind the scenes. Try to give themselves a show because misery loves company. People like to create that drama. So again, tonight, you're here. There's no drama. There's no drama. You don't have to worry about anything. You're home. You're safe. You're warm. And if you do feel a little chilly, just wrap yourself up in an extra blanket and enjoy your time. We've told you what you need to do. Get yourself a good meal, some popcorn, whatever you have. Don't eat too much tonight because don't want that depression to get you to overeat. Watch some movies or listen to some music. My goodness, go on YouTube. Find your favorite music. There's a ton of brand new albums that are up. You can listen to artists and all of their music. You can do so many things. Some of you are writing books. Some of you are looking up things. Some of you are just lying back and recuperating. There's two people here who I know who are under the weather. One young lady is, both are recuperating right now. One is still in the hospital. One just came home. But you're here tonight. And I want to thank each and every one of you for doing that because I honestly was thinking, you know what, this is a hard show to do. When you do Valentine's shows, it's a very hard show to do. Valentine's, New Year's, they're hard shows to do because so many people are so down and out. And I want to thank you all because, really, I'm to that point now where I know how to amuse myself. If I have to sit up here and turn on some show where I'm talking to the screen and telling people off, then that's what I'm going to do. But I've figured out ways to amuse myself. And I enjoy it. And like I said, if and when I'm ever ready, I'll ever be ready to venture out into dating again, I'm going to enjoy it because it will be a long time coming. Since my divorce, I've dated someone at length, maybe one time. And then when things started to change, boop, he was erased. And now I'm working on me and my other projects, and we are evolving here at the foundation. And, of course, Healing Through Hurt is about to go through another major change soon. I'll be announcing that later on in the year. We just have so many things on tap right now, trying to take everything to the next level. I'm so busy, I don't have time to realize that I am single and I come home to an empty house. No one's here when I come in but my chihuahua. And trust me, she's a rescue. She doesn't talk. She doesn't bark. She doesn't do anything but sleep. She does eat. She'll come out for 2.2 milliseconds when I get in. She'll look up at me and say, "Oh, yep, it's you. Okay, that means that I'll be able to get water, shelter, and food." And then she'll go back into her little place that she has that I made for her. She has her own little apartment, so to speak. And that's it. And guess what? I'm good with that. I'm not saying that there aren't days when I don't come in and I actually hear the silence. I brush that off really quickly, and then I'm on to something else. And when I'm really depressed, I have to work it out, which means I'm not going to be sedentary. I'm not going to sit. I'm not going to be at my computer typing out anything or doing any research or doing any schoolwork. I'm not going to do that. I have to be moving. Because whenever you're depressed, you really do want to move. You want to get active. You do not want to be stagnant. You don't want to be sedentary. You want to be active during those times because that is when it matters most. And then it will help get your adrenaline going. And ladies, for us, you know, that thing called cortisol and all of that, we want to really combat that because when we get depressed and stressed and all of that, that cortisol makes our midsection swell. So we definitely want to keep on top of that. So again, for those of you here, we are, as I said, this was an abbreviated show tonight. I want you all to promise me that you will get off of this show. Go do something for yourself that you love to do, except for excessive eating and, you know, nothing that's illegal, but go do something. Take a hot bath or a shower. Light some candles and just do some meditation. Pull out your Bibles if you have to. Read some encouraging verses. You know, let me go over here and see what I can find about Valentine's Day. I'm typing it in as we speak, just to see if there are some passages that you can look up that tells you about Valentine's Day. And one of them that I have been posting all week is 1 John 4:8. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. And that's why I say, if you claim to know the Lord, you have to love, because God is love and he created us in his image. So that means we are created from love. We are love. And we can love ourselves. We can be here, person that we see in the mirror. Because sometimes, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, or the day after, the person that we see in the mirror is the only person that we have. to depend on. That person that we see in the mirror. So why not make that person happy? Why not make that person content? Now, the person that we see in the mirror is the only person who's responsible for completing us, who's obligated to complete us. That's the person that we see in the mirror. Anyone else is there to enhance us. Enhance. So why, while we are single, we can work on the person that we see in the mirror. We can work on making them the absolute best person that he or she can be. And trust me, when you get to be that much on point, you're going to attract all of the right people. You're going to attract them. Arlene Spann is just joining us. And she said, yes, God is love. She's just getting on Facebook. She's just popping in. Welcome, my sister. Yes, God is love. Just remember that. 1 Corinthians 16:14. Let all that you do be done in love. So nowhere does it say sit home on Valentine's Day and be depressed, because that's not done in love. That's done in something else. So again, let all you do be done in love, which means you have to sit home, be single, and love it. Find a way to love it. Find a way to enjoy being by yourself. I would not want to be out in this weather tonight for anything. I'm sorry. I could be married, hemmed up, hugged up. We would have had to have made plans to be in tonight. I don't want to be in any restaurant. I don't want to be anywhere. If you heard what I hear outside and you saw the snow and everything blowing around, most people wouldn't want to be out in that. Even if I was at a ski lodge somewhere, I wouldn't want to be outside in this stuff. I'd be sitting right there in the chalet by the fireplace somewhere. I don't like the cold. I don't want to be out there in it. So tonight, it's a great place to be right here, right here. So find the wonderful in this. Find the blessing in your oneness. Find the blessing in this time that you have to spend with you. There's a blessing in this. And you know tomorrow it's going to all be over. You're going to be back to business as usual. You're going to be back to the norm. You're going to be back to the person you were the day before today. You're going to be the person tomorrow that you were yesterday. So who are you right here, right now, today? Why are you so depressed? Why are you crying and drowning in your sorrows and looking on Facebook and Twitter, wherever, Instagram, and everywhere, looking at what everyone has that doesn't belong to you in the first place. So it doesn't matter. That's not yours. And that person wasn't meant to be yours, so why are you stressing over and getting yourself all worked up over someone who has someone who doesn't belong to you anyway? You belong to you. Until God sees fit to send that person along, or for your path to cross with that special someone, God intends for you to take care of you. He intends for you to make you happy. He intends for you to work on you, to better you, to improve you, to make you happy, to learn how to be content with you, so that when your path crosses with your intended, you will enjoy that experience and that journey so much more, because you know what it's like. You enjoyed being alone, but that's the icing on the cake when you can enjoy living with someone else. And that's it for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. Just a few quick announcements. We have a whole new schedule coming this year in 2015. As I said, second Saturday of every month is We Chat, which is Women Empowerment Chat. The third Saturday, which is next week, is usually the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Ministry Chat. But next week, Healing Through Hurt will be celebrating its 5-year anniversary. Healing Through Hurt turns 5 years old on February the 19th, 2010. So we will be celebrating next week. So be sure that you're here. It's going to be a wonderful time. A lot of people scheduled to be here. I'm going to be sharing some memories from the very beginning up until now. It has been a journey. It has been a journey. So many people know how I was then and who I am now. Because when I first started this, when this was birthed, I was really very much in the thick of everything and very broken and still lost in my storm. But we have come such a long way. So next week on the 21st, we will be celebrating our 5-year anniversary. And as I said before, so many people are here and they want to talk to me in private messages. And that's okay. So I'm going to get off so that I'm here for everyone. But again, first Saturday of every month is Cindy this Saturday in Chatbox Live. You all know we had a ball with that last time. So again, I want everybody to go back, do something for you this evening. Thank you so much for being here with me. Every fourth Saturday, of course, we'll have a special guest on the show. But yes, next week we turn 5 years old, and I am so excited about our celebration. So make sure that you mark your calendars, bring a friend, because we're going to have a great time, as always, here. Thank you so much to everyone for being here. We will not have a Sunday morning inspiration tomorrow, but so many of you have sat here the entire time. You have been here. I want you to enjoy your special day, your special Valentine's. This belongs to each and every one of us. Go tell that person in the mirror, Happy Valentine's Day. Let him or her know how much you love them. Tell them something positive. Tell them how much they've accomplished. It's still the beginning of a brand new year. Look at that person and say how proud you are of how far he or she has come. Share those stories with that person. And then you sit back, relax, enjoy your movies, enjoy a great meal, enjoy a hot bath or shower, light those candles, turn on that music. Enjoy the rest of your day. Look outside and thank the good Lord that you are safe, you are warm, you are loved, you are special, you are awesome. You are awesome. Embrace your singularity, because guess what? There's going to come a time when you'll be going out to that restaurant that you don't want to be at. You're going to have the outfit that won't fit, and you're going to be thinking all types of thoughts. Or you may just have a good time. Either way, it's going to be a wonderful and interesting journey. But right now, enjoy the person who you are with. And that's the person that you see in the mirror. So until next week, be well, be blessed. As always, I want to pray each and every one of you enough. I want to pray you enough sunshine to brighten those rainy days of yours. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. And I also pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray each and every one of you enough strength and courage to face whatever's coming your way this week and beyond. Over in our Facebook chat, Victoria writes, "Okay, guys, it's been a pleasure. Now back to watching The Wire. Enjoy your night, and remember, if you didn't have a significant other 364 days out of the year, what's one more day? Live, love, laugh. Make you happy. Love your me time." And that's what tonight was all about. Because I love me some me. I love me some each and every one of you, too. But I love me some me. And I'm going to go back to watching my movie, too, because Captain America is waiting for me. And then I don't know who I'm going to, you know, go out and have my date night with next. But right now, Captain America is waiting for me. And he's been waiting patiently for the last hour and 15 minutes. So, good night, everyone. Be well, be blessed. And I will see you soon. As always, we're going to end our show as we began with Tori Lee's good music, because this has been a good night and you're going to make it through, and tomorrow will be a much better day. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music. Something about the things you said stays in my mind. I want to sit down and listen to you. I listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Well, I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music. Oh, 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 with only good music.
Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne, strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer's day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I'd give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a trait.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away with only good music.